Good afternoon and welcome to the marketplace. Coming up in this bulletin, President John Mahama directs release of 300 million Ghana cedis emergency funding to help offer relief to flood victims.
I've asked the Minister of Finance to release some money from the contingency fund so that we can do some post-flood relief for persons who have been affected.
More businesses count their losses following the flood situation, which hit part of the country. We are live with the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Mine, we can't start it again. And I believe it's going to cost me over like 40 to 60,000 to fix it back.
Unfortunately, people think we're flooded because we keep them. So as it has spoiled, we have to refund certain things. We have to give them compensation.
The money there, even if I'm having 300,000, I can't start this business now.
Also coming up, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers projects some significant reduction in fuel prices from Wednesday, with diesel expected to go down by more than 13%. We have these and more coming up in this bulletin. My name is Winston Taki. Stay tuned, right back after this break. This is the marketplace, and now to a first business story. President John Mahama says he has directed the Finance Minister, Dr. Atoforsen, to release some of the country's emergency funding to help offer relief for the flood victims. The president said this after embarking on an inspection of the flood situation in Accra yesterday.
I just want to express my sympathy with people who have lost property. Loss of property has been very extensive, and I want to thank the military, NADMO, the police, and the Hydro Works and Housing Ministry, and all the emergency response team, 48 Engineers Regiment, for the rescue that they did. I've asked the Minister of Finance to release some money from the contingency fund so that we can do some post-flood relief for persons who have been affected.
The president has been talking about plans to decongest the regional capital.
Anytime you begin to take action and you start breaking houses, people think that government is inhumane. But when the problem arises like this flood, it affects everybody. And so all of us have been affected because of the conduct of a few people blocking the channels and preventing the water from passing. And so we'll call a National Security Council meeting. We're asking every district to identify, together with the Works and Housing Ministry, where the blockages in the channels are as they pass through the district assemblies, so that we can earmark those places for removal.
You see, they've even filled part of the waterway with garbage.
Yes, sir.
And then all these people are built here. Yes,
ultimately, the other solution will be to decongest Accra. And that's why we're planning that we move some of the city out, that is the major government departments, and then also create a new center of growth so that our people will start building outside Accra in a new city, instead of everybody looking for some space in Accra to build. So, but that's a long-term solution.
Meanwhile, businesses are counting the cost of heavy flood and following hours of torrential rain, with transport operators, traders and small business owners reporting lost income, damaged property and disruptions to their daily operations. Commercial drivers say passenger numbers have dropped sharply as many commuters avoid traveling to many places. We'll bring you that report shortly. Now, we go on Zoom and speak to the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stephane Abbas-Maizen, to give us more insight on the impact on the business community. It's good to have you with us this afternoon, sir. Now, from the report you have received so far, how severe has the impact of the floods been on businesses? Kindly unmute, please.
Good afternoon, Winston, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Great.
First of all, let me also add my voice to that of the president in expressing our sympathies to families and businesses that have lost a whole lot due to this flooding. Mm-hmm. I must say this has been disastrous. It has really, really, really been disastrous for Ghanaians. But before I come to your question, let me say that President Mahama is the only president at this time that can bring massive change to Ghana. So this issue of being blackmailed by the citizens is something that I think that is the only person that cannot be affected, because it's not going to go for another term anyway. So measures that have to be taken to ensure that those burdened in waterways, those throwing garbages, urban planners, we do the right thing. I also have to say that this is also a collective action by all of us. We all have to be part of this thing, so that next year, we don't see this thing. But going to your question, I think this has been very devastating for businesses. A lot of businesses have lost a lot of investment. People's structures have broken down. People's products that they are feeding industry with have gone damaged, and now they have to import to now feed industry to supply to the business community. It has not been easy, and this season the rains have been very devastating, and we sympathize with them. In the long run, it is going to affect us. There's going to be shortage of goods on the market. And therefore, definitely, we are going to see some rises in prices. We want to admonish our producers and those who are also importing for consumption to have some mercy, to sympathize with the consuming public, that this is not the first time, this is not the time to take advantage of the market because of shortages. So we want to admonish them to sympathize with us. We know that there's been losses, but it is on all fronts, both from the consumer side and also from that of the production side. And we want to sympathize with them. Let us do what is right as a nation. Let us stop dumping waste in our...
All right, Mr. Mezen, before we get to... We are still on the flooding issue. Now, what does this latest flooding incident say about the cost of inadequate drainage and infrastructure to Ghana's business community, especially some of your huge members who may have reported to you about their losses?
Yes, Winston, the drainage system is inadequate, but it calls for the development of new drainage systems. It calls for the development of better drainage systems. But most importantly, it calls on us as citizens to stop dumping waste in just the letter that we have. Because as they say, water will definitely find its way. If you don't give it away, if you don't give it a channel, it will find its way. Water will find its way if you don't give it away. If you don't give it a channel, it will find its way. But just what we have given it now as a nation, we shouldn't also block it from getting access to the right places that it has to be for it to go and rest in terms of the water. So yes, based on our development, we have not developed enough drainage systems. And even the type of drainage that we've developed also allows us to see some of these things. So in the urban planning, these things have to be considered. In planning our urban cities, these things have to be considered. I hear the president talking about trying to develop new areas. So yes, it's a good idea. Once you are going to develop new areas, these things have to be considered. Open drainage and all of those things have to be considered, that we are beyond that now. So yes, I agree with you. We need more drainage system. We need to clean what we already have as well. And then dumping of waste in our drainage system.
Great.
It's a thing that we need to stop. Now, so I want to say that let us report. When we see the wrongdoing, let us report these things. When you see people dumping, let us report. When you see people building in waterways, let us not wait for these things to be developed first before we come saying that we are bringing them down. That is where the citizens take advantage of the politicians. So let us report this thing before it is developed. And right. We have to
now, in terms of managing these losses, like you reiterated concerning its impact on your business members, are majority of your members literally falling on insurance as at the moment?
Yeah, it is true. So, and unfortunately, majority of our members have not taken advantage of insurance. Unfortunately. And this is very unfortunate on our part. So if we want to encourage our members to do insurance for their businesses, that one we want to plead with them. We want to encourage them. And we also want to also encourage the insurance industries to create portfolios and products that our members can afford to at least mitigate some of these things. So we want to encourage them to get into insurance and buy insurance for their properties, their produce, their products, so that at least in cases of these things, I mean, they are covered. It's rather unfortunate that businesses have to suffer these things. It's rather unfortunate. So we want to encourage members of the business community to buy into insurances that will cover their distance. And then also put in a lot of protective measures. You know, during this season, we've seen places that got burnt. What systems have they put in place to ensure that in such an event, the sprinkler systems work? We also need to resource the fire service to do more, especially in cases like this. So yes, let's take advantage of the insurance products that the insurance companies have, and we also want to encourage the insurance companies to approach the business community to sell their product to them, so that some of these things are covered in this event.
Finally, what is the corporate sector doing to assist the government and local government in putting in place structures to deal with the flooding situation, considering the fact that most of your members find themselves in communities in which they've been profiting for quite some time now?
So, Winston, one of the core mandates of the chamber is to do a lot of advocacy for the business community. So in this time, in these bad times, we are going to do more of what we have to do. Advocate on the part of the business community with the government to ensure that better facilities are provided for them. Better drainage systems are also provided so that at least when we have such storms, we don't suffer these things. So the chamber has been doing that, and then we are going to still do more of that. So basically, that's what we do. One of the major things we do is advocate. So we are going to do more of that to advocate on the part of the business community.
Great. Stefan Abbas, we appreciate your time here on Business Marketplace. And he is the president of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, giving us clarity on the impact of this flooding situation on their members across the country and also on the business community as well. Still going back to our earlier story where businesses are counting the cost of heavy flooding following hours of torrential rain, which basically has been affecting the operations in some key parts of the country. Let's bring a report on that right now.
I was here from 3 a.m. when the rain started, but we thought it was the usual rain. Only for me to get here, I parked my van in the yard just next to the company, and the whole thing was immersed. We were a little fortunate. We got to the door window level, so the engines were all affected. Over let's say 22 cars. Yeah, I think just a few of them managed to kickstart their cars. Mine, we can't start it again, and I believe it's going to cost me over like 40 to 60,000 to fix it back. And I had goose in it because I had shopped already. And right now we are standing by the roadside looking for Abu Soka and Macho to get the things out. And that is items worth like 20,000.
The flood disturbed us, our passengers. Because of that, yesterday we couldn't even move to anywhere. We couldn't transport people from here to their destination. So as you can see, the flood was flooded here. Things were spoiled, their luggages and things all were flooded. Unfortunately, people things were flooded because we keep them. So as it has spoiled, we have to refund certain things. We have to give them compensation. And so we are planning to see how we can compensate them as it is. The gutters are choked. I can say we are also part of the issue that is happening. But as is our father, he has to come in and then what interfere and then see the way forward, how we can solve the issue. Even today, as you can see, I'm loading. But yes, because of the rain, the passenger doesn't want to come out. Although people have come to book a ticket to travel to their destination. But as we've given them the reporting time, they are not trying to even come out to board the bus because they've heard that the rain want to fall again.
It has affected me plenty because all my things, my spices, everything is gone. It's too much. All my things are gone. I'm now going to start class one. Because you are, Forrester, you should see that if you don't have money right now in your account, how will you start again? You can't start. The money there, even if I'm having 300,000, I can't start this business now. Because my beans, my rice, my everything is gone. Beans, the sacks, 6 sacks. And now the sack in place, 1,005. The government should help us. So it should help us. Because if it not come in our aid, we can't do anything again. We will stay at home. Because we have children, they are going to school, you eat, everything.
We are pleading in behalf of the president or something like that to come to our knees, because maybe if they can do something about the bridge for us, it will help us a lot. The bridge over there, is the water pass over, and this place all is full up.
Good updates here on the impact of the flood in most parts of the country here on Journeys. We take a break. We'll be back with more business update. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the marketplace with me, Winston Tucky, and now to more business update. Now, the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers is projecting some significant reduction in fuel prices from tomorrow. The Chamber, in its latest outlook report for the market, projects that petrol will go down by more than 6%. Diesel, on the other hand, will witness one of its biggest drops in recent times, going down by more than 13%. And literally telling you that there's a lot in terms of prices that will be reflecting at the pumps in the subsequent days. Initially, people were complaining of high and its implication on their operations and businesses going forward. Now, away from petroleum sector, the Ghana Revenue Authority has assured taxpayers whose businesses and properties were affected by the recent rainstorm that they may qualify for tax relief if their losses are verified. Speaking on the Super Morning Show, Chief Revenue Officer Victor Yao Akogo said the GRA sympathizes with all affected taxpayers and encouraged those registered with the authority to officially report the losses they incurred.
Commissioner General wants to sympathize with all cherished taxpayers who were hit by the rains yesterday and want to bring assurance to them that all those who are registered with us and also those who file returns with us, they should be able to inform us about the loss that they have incurred so that we will consider them, we investigate them and consider them as an allowable deduction against their income that they earn for the year. So this is a package that we have for them. It is in the law that says that any expense that is wholly, exclusively, and necessarily incurred in generating an income should be considered as an allowable deduction. So this is an expense they have incurred, and GRA is prepared to consider them for the deduction against their income.
Now, the Environmental Protection Authority has launched a nationwide education campaign to improve compliance with the new Environmental Protection Act 2025, Act 1124, beginning with livestock farmers in the Ejusu municipality of the Ashanti region. The initiative aims to promote responsible farming practices, proper waste management, and environmental protection while addressing the widespread non-compliance driven by limited awareness of the law. The research report has more.
The workshop educated farmers on proper waste management practices and the importance of reducing the environmental and health impacts associated with livestock farming. EPA officer for the municipality, Joseph Amwaku Ade, said the authorities embarking on a nationwide public education campaign to ensure stakeholders in the agricultural sector understand and comply with the new law. According to him, many operators in the agricultural sector unknowingly violate environmental regulations due to a lack of awareness.
The law states that if you violate the requirements to obtain environmental permits, you are supposed to pay administrative penalties of 3 times the permit fee. When you go to court, there are penalty units that the court may impose. The minimum is 500 and the maximum is 1,000.
Mr. Amwaku Ade disclosed that since the establishment of the EPA office in Ejusa last year, the authority has received numerous complaints from residents regarding the environmental and public health impact of some livestock farming activities.
Since EPA Ejusa area office was situated in Ejusa here, we have received a number of reports, and it has exposed us to a number of the farming activities that goes on within the environment. Mostly, you go to the field to do investigation, and it will marvel you that you go and see a facility or a pen very close to a river. And all these things that they do, they don't even manage their waste very well. And all their waste wash into those streams and other stuff and contaminate the environment, the waters. And the report has kept on coming. That prompted our action for us to engage them and teach them how to manage their waste and also how to make very good use of their facilities.
About 50 livestock farmers participated in the sensitization program and commended the EPA for the initiative.
Well, we are very grateful to EPA for giving us this opportunity. You know, as an organization, they should always organize such meetings for us. When we are at our farms, we don't know of the existing laws. But when they come, they will tell us that the ignorance of the law is not an excuse. But today, they've educated us and we've known that some of our things or activities are impacting our neighbors negatively and even ourselves. So we are very, very grateful for their work.
Joseph Obeng's reports for Joy News.
That's all for business today on the marketplace. Thank you for watching. My name is Winston Taki. Have a good business day. Bye-bye.